on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
All over the great state of Arizona. Welcome. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. And we're broadcasting live today at Fort Tut Hill. Fort Tut Hill in Flagstaff, Arizona for the Get Outdoors Expo. They are getting that noise in the background you hear. They're getting the crowd involved as they're getting ready to start the lumberjack competition. So it's going to be a chainsaw sound effect driven last half hour, I think, of the broadcast. Some wood chopping, some log rolling. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It's what they call live remote.
Live remote.
No wind.
We'd like to take a minute and congratulate Kowalski Construction. It's been a company we've been referring for as long as I can remember. Anytime there was insurance or restoration work that needed to be done, that's a much different world than general contracting, because it brings in the insurance and adjusting, and that's not something we've ever broken into. Kowalski had always done it so good. It was just refer it off to Kowalski.
It's a different business model. I mean, so virtually every time we get a homeowner's insurance claim with one of our clients, we send it straight to the team at Kowalski.
And they're now in the second generation of ownership. There have been an established company here in Arizona. I mean, you go to their partner page, and their award lists scrolls for two pages. It's incredible.
They cover the state.
Cover the state. Any, if you've got flood damage, leak damage, any work that needs to be done around your home that is insurance related, Kowalski. So congratulations and welcome to the team, Jim.
Yeah, just and on Kowalski, we run all of our partners through the Guild Quality Surveys, and they continue. Just every survey we get back is they just knock it out of the park. They're a great service organization. Hey, you know, Rosie, we get a call often. We got one this morning that couldn't hold, about people and their cold water in the summer turns hot.
Yeah.
So how do you keep cool water in your house?
Well, the first thing when you get a call like that at the office, the next thing you have to ask is, when did you get your house replumbed?
Because,
you know, chances are someone that is really complaining about that had their water replumbed. It was a home that was probably built in the 60s or 70s. We ran the fresh water supply lines under the slab. The copper has given way. And rather than try and repair any of that, the plumber gets the hot and cold water, runs it through a flex line through the attic.
Oh.
And there just isn't any way to keep the cold water cold. When your hot water is actually warmer than the hot water, that's probably the culprit. Is it's a big long PEX line that runs right through the attic that's looped up in there where it lives at about 140 or 150 degrees.
Is that expensive to fix? How would you?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the more, you know, a lot of the ideas we get being on the air for as long as we've been is just from our listeners. And one of our listeners said, Rosie, I know you've talked about getting up there and insulating it and maybe try and rerun it in the insulation and do what you can about burying it, not exposing it to the high, high heat in the attic. He says, but all I did was I took an old water heater and I dumped the cold water into that, and then it virtually sits in there and cools off for several hours before I actually have to pull it out and deliver it. And that's how I'm getting cool water out of my cold water tap in Arizona, in Maricopa County, on the desert floor, in the middle of the summer, when it's 122 degrees.
They've got the double-edged axe throwing contest going on right now on the stage. That's how far do you think they're throwing that? About 20 feet, maybe 30?
No, probably not quite. It's usually about 6.5 steps, so that's
yeah,
gonna
that's
be
a little longer than that, I think. I don't know. I'm bad at measuring distances. Outstanding. Is there a cost for today's event?
That's
is there a
good,
cost for today's
have,
event?
We're
$8.
Have, we're going to have Mike Russell on a little bit later talking about that. We're at the Get Outdoors Outdoor Expo at Fort Tut Hill County Park, just outside of Flagstaff. But we're here for the next half hour to talk about anything you want to talk about as far as it relates to your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 just in the next few minutes, and we'll get to whatever calls happen to get online. Our daughter, Carol Grace, is down there taking call screening, as Jennifer and I are up here in Flagstaff. Does Carol Grace get a Purple Heart for service today?
Well, she gets a little kudos because she had her wisdom teeth pulled this week, and she's not feeling 100%.
She's a little sore. Yeah. So when you call, you ask to have it on a rosy or a half tail, and she's talking to you like this. It is why.
And I've told Mike he better be careful what he says if he wants to remain in one piece for this morning.
So Carol Grace is there to take your call, get your name, your number, where you're calling from, and what your question is. And I told you that I could out-brag you on barbecue, hands down, with one hand tied behind my back. And let me start by giving you a recipe that has come down through generations of the Cajun Romero family, and it's called the Kids Barbecue. And it's very easy. There are two ingredients. You go to the grocery store and you buy the cheapest Kraft barbecue sauce you can. You can usually get it in a ginormous container for like $1.99. Bring that home and pour it in a bowl and add about 1 cup of brown sugar. Mix it up. Heat it up well enough to get the barbecue, the brown sugar melted really well. Put your half chickens on the barbecue and continually basting and covering them in this sweetened Kraft barbecue sauce treat. And I tell you what, you pull that off and the kids are going to be fighting each other to be the first one to grab the chicken. It is like eating candy, and, you know, I'm not going to say anything else other than you'll be a hit, all right? So the cheapest, least seasoned barbecue sauce you can buy, and then add the brown sugar. Blend it real well so it's not clumps of brown sugar. The brown sugar will tend to want to burn the chicken, so you have to be careful about that. But nice medium heat, lots of barbecue sauce, pull it off. What I do when I'm done, the chicken's done, the juice is running clear, I move it off to a warming island, I cover it in that sauce, and I just let that kind of caramelize and crystallize onto the chicken itself, onto the skin, under the backside, and then you turn it over to the kids, and they're going to be barbecue all over their face.
Rosie and his special ingredients, it's either butter or brown sugar.
Butter or brown sugar. And then the very next thing you do is you cut up a cold watermelon, and then they eat the watermelon. The watermelon rinses the barbecue sauce off their face.
You know what I've been using as a trick, Bobby? I kind of picked up from him, but yellow mustard. I am not a French's yellow mustard fan. I like the Engelhofer honey sweet. I like the groundstone mustard.
I
am not a yellow mustard eater, but
I'm with you on that.
You put a little hand rinse coat over your chicken with that yellow mustard before you put your seasonings on it for a beer butt chicken style. Man, I used to do oil so the seasoning would stick a little bit better. But that mustard gives it a crispness and texture, and you don't even taste that. I won't say nasty yellow mustard taste, but you won't taste that nasty yellow mustard taste, or what I consider not very palatable. But that's been something I've done, I don't know, about the past 2 years and really enjoyed it.
All right.
Nice little touch.
And then the beer butt chicken. Talk a little bit about that. You need a special rack.
And it's called a beer butt chicken rack. And you can use beer, you can use soda, I mean, any aluminum can. And what you do is you just take a regular can opener, and it'll take the lid off of those aluminum cans, dump about a quarter of it out so you've got 3/4 full on your in your can. Then once you've seasoned your chicken however you want, we usually use Tony's or some other type of Cajun Creole seasoning or a combination of them, dust it generously, just slide it on the rack. Generally the racks come, the ones that I've seen, where you can do two at a time, and then you just set it in your grill. And it's something I do indirectional because the depth of my grill, and by the time you put in a full chicken upright on the rack, if I don't have enough space to keep the flames from
searing
up, and once that chicken starts dripping off chicken juice, those flames. So I do it indirectionally off to the side. And y'all were talking about moist. I mean, it's the moistest way I've known to cook a chicken. And that's actually what I got to do on that Primos which is the green egg style. Mm-hmm. It was just a different brand a couple weeks ago, and man, it turned out great. And that it is something nice about those green eggs is you don't if you don't use all the charcoal, you just close all the vents and it burns itself out, and you've got all this lumped charcoal left over.
Very fired up again.
Like I said, that got on my list pretty quick.
Well, I tell you,
I moved up my list pretty quick.
I actually was exposed to water smoking by a Father's Day gift y'all gave me probably 15 years ago. And I've always really enjoyed that. And once you get that smoker fired up, I mean, we throw two chickens in there to feed the meal, but that smoker's good for another 6 hours after that. So then it's Cornish game hens, and it's a tri-tip, and it's, you know, no reason. And salmon makes a great smoke. We were at a restaurant last night, Satchmo's in Flagstaff. We had never been to, just discovered it. But it's barbecue and Cajun food all under one roof. And the dirty rice, which is one of my favorite meals, they actually smoked the rice before they put the ingredients into it. It had a very, very unique, delicious flavor. So we've got Emilio on the line who has a barbecue comment for us. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Thanks for calling. What's your comment, my friend?
I got a problem, Rosie, with maybe you can help me. Here in Tucson, we got those wall-hanging toilets.
Okay.
And I got a problem with... I've got water coming on, running all over my floor there. And, you know, shouldn't be running over. I don't know. Do they make those pipes when they made these houses in the 60s, those track homes, copper pipe running underneath the flooring?
Yeah, it could be. And Emilio, the wall hung can come with a recessed tank or a surface mount set tank. Is the tank of the toilet exposed on the wall, or is it recessed and hidden behind the wall?
It's hidden behind the wall, but then the
floor, the tile.
Wait a minute, he's talking to me. My wife's saying that tile it gets wet. The water's coming from the pocket, and yeah, it is recessed.
Okay, well, what I'd want you to try and do this first. Try and find the water supply to that toilet and turn it off and see if that stops the leak. If that doesn't stop the leak, then we've got a plumbing leak behind the regulation valve that we're going to have to try and deal with. But if it's after the shutoff valve, then it's something we can take care of. It's either a new flapper, it's a new float, it's a new ring between the tank and the seal itself. So find out what side of the valve, the shutoff valve, that leak is on, and then we'll be able to go from there. Emilio and Miss Emilio, we appreciate y'all joining the conversation this morning where we're here at Rosie on the House. You got a lot of noise in the background because we have the lumberjack contest. We've got a two-man sawing contest on the push-pull saw. They just finished doing the double-edge axe throwing at the target. It's all here at the Get Outdoor Expo at the Fort Tut Hill County Park. It's a great activity for y'all to get here with the family. Goes on today and tomorrow.
Two-man saw versus the chainsaw. Just beat the chainsaw. Go Paul Bunyan.
Two-man saw. Just beat the chainsaw. We're here talking barbecue. I think we've got Rick on the line, also has another question, but we're going to have to go to a quick break here. We'll come back, take care of Rick, and we'll have to track down Mike Russell.